What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Built Different podcast. My name is Zach Clinton. I'll be your host, and as we continue to grow, I'll have friends joining me each week to interview some of the leading experts in the fields of motivational speaking, mental health, ministry, and even sports. Our goal is to instill hope, encouragement, and motivation in and through your life today, and our prayer is that after each episode, you'd be more equipped and encouraged to look, love, and live more like Christ from the inside out. That's our definition of what it means to be built different. So I hope you're ready. You better buckle up. Let's roll. What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to this week's edition of the Built Different podcast. I'll be your host, Zach Clinton, and as always, I hope and pray you had a blessed weekend and are having a great start to your week, but if you haven't, then I believe you're in the right place, and my prayer is that you would find some hope, encouragement, and motivation in and throughout today's conversation. Today, we're so blessed to be joined by licensed professional counselor and well-known author, Mrs. Donna Gibbs, to discuss her newest book titled Bounce, a 60-day devotional to jumpstart your resilience. Now, if you guys have been listening for a while or know anything about me, one thing you know is that I love this concept of resilience, and I love helping and equipping people to become more resilient in their daily lives. And I'm telling you that I believe today's conversation will be able to help jumpstart some resilience within you and your own personal life. But before I share with you a little bit more about Donna Gibbs, I wanted to remind you all that one of our sponsors here for the podcast is the American Association of Christian Counselors. AACC is committed to assisting Christian counselors, the entire community of care, licensed professionals, pastors, and lay church members with little or no formal training. It is our intention here at the AACC to equip clinical, pastoral, and lay caregivers with biblical truth and psychosocial insights that minister to hurting persons and help them move to personal wholeness, interpersonal competence, mental stability, and spiritual maturity. Our vision statement here at the AACC is derived from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13, and Philippians chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. The vision of AACC has two critical dimensions. First, that we seek to serve the Christian church worldwide by helping it become more mature in Christ while taking on God's heart of love and sacrificial care. And secondly, that we'd seek to serve, educate, and equip professionals in the mental health field through continuing education opportunities such as our world and national conferences, live webinars, other training events, and our printed education and training materials. We are committed to helping the church equip God's people to love and care for each other in the same spirit that Christ loves and cares for us. To find out more about all that we're doing here at the AACC or to check out the countless resources we have to offer, I would encourage you guys, please visit our website at aacc.net. Again, that's aacc.net. Now to get back to today's conversation, again, our guest today, Ms. Donna Gibbs, is co-owner of Summit Wellness Centers, PLLC, licensed professional counselor and supervisor, a national certified counselor, and a board certified professional Christian counselor. Donna provides real hope and practical help for life's hurts through professional Christian counseling, writing, speaking, and consulting. She's the author of numerous books, and her blogs, devotions, and articles have frequently been featured on radio broadcasts and podcasts across America. Donna has helped hundreds of people bounce back from life's challenges through her counseling practice, as she is no stranger to adversity, having also walked through darkness and loss in her own personal life. Today, we'll be discussing her newest book, Bounce, a 60-day devotional, where she shares the truth from God's word that helped her bounce back and wants to share that message with others to help them, including you, build resilience in your own life. So with that being said, let's welcome our guest, author, speaker, and licensed professional counselor, Ms. Donna Gibbs. Ms. Donna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Zach. It's really an honor.
I'm so excited just to sit down with you and to unpack a message of hope that God has placed on your heart for such a time as this. We're gathered together with 7,000 other like-minded individuals under the same roof here at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. It's our 2023 AACC No Hope, that's K-N-O-W, Hope World Conference. God has been moving. He's been stirring in the hearts of so many. He's done great things. But something up front I want to touch on, which is so exciting. We announced it really from stage a lot here. Jennifer Cisney-Ellers, she has been like the heartbeat behind all of this, but she has gotten our AACC publishing off the ground. And we've done a lot of workbooks on several topics to really help counselors and people helpers use within the therapeutic setting. But our very first book just so happened to be yours. I'm going to show it to the camera. It's titled Bounce, a 60-day devotional to jumpstart your resilience. We are so excited about this. As we begin, Ms. Donna, what's at the heart of this book, and what do you want every reader to walk away with?
Yeah, well, hope. Hope is what we desire every reader to walk away with, and it is at the heart of it. Jesus is our hope. That no hope is a person that we are hoping to know. But at the heart of this, when I think back to, you know, kind of where all of this came from, as someone leading a practice in a mental health crisis at the time, and now as Dr. Tim Clinton references it as a mental health disaster, I've been doing this work nearly 25 years. Right. I've never seen a time like we're in now. And I just felt God impressing me to continue to provide resources that help more than one person at a time, and that give people just really practical tools, but most importantly, leading them to Him. He is the foundation of our resilience. So that is the core, and that is where our hope is. But there's a lot of really, really practical stuff there too.
Well, I just wanted to thank you as somebody that is newer to the profession, but somebody that gets the opportunity of counseling. I've been doing it for the last couple of years. Someone like you who has so much experience, I'm so thankful for your commitment and your obedience to the Lord as you have stewarded the gifts that He has entrusted you with. It really is a beautiful thing to see. You know, you talk about the word resilience. It's something that you and I are both very passionate about.
Right.
I've done a lot of research on the topic myself, and in doing that research, I've recognized, although there's no concrete definition for the word, there seems to be a common theme, which is positive adaptation in the presence of adversity. Donna, in all of your research on the word, but also just on the topic of resilience, what have you found and how important is it?
Yeah, I really think in very concrete, simple-minded things. And as I'm communicating with clients, I find that that's best. Like, so what does that, what does resilience really mean in a just a really practical way? I think we have a tendency to overthink it, overcomplicate it. I think it really just means moving through your struggle, moving through your trial, not getting stuck. And that's as simple and as difficult as what I just said. And so over the years, I have been doing this a long, long time. My work with clients has kind of morphed into working primarily with clients who have experienced significant amounts of trauma, unthinkable tragedies, things that you kind of wonder sometimes, how can they survive that?
Right.
And I've noticed that there is a difference in the rhythm of those who are resilient, who do continue to move along in the rawness and the messiness of their pain, versus those who get stuck, those who I think invite a lot of unnecessary suffering on top of the struggle they're already facing and don't have that resilience. So in Bounce, we are very, very strategically planting some seeds of tools, of ways of adapting that mindset so that they can continue to move through and not get stuck.
I love that. As you mentioned, I believe that resilience is, it's kind of twofold. It's internal, but it's also external. To begin with the internal aspect, though, I believe it's a mindset. You just said that word, right? When I think of mindset, I think of perspective. And being somebody that has walked along a lot of people, how do we help them like change and begin to adapt into a perspective that fuels a life of resiliency rather than living in a life of fear and despair?
Yeah. You know, again, it's some of that's very simple, too. Thoughts matter.
You
know, that internal dialogue, I call it the most important conversation no one ever heard, because we may or may not say it out loud.
That's right.
But that internal narrative regarding ourselves, regarding our circumstance, regarding our God, that internal narrative is the most influential factor in so much of our life, but including how we navigate these trials and traumas and tragedies, or just a disappointing day, you know? And even when I think of that internal piece, I think of resilience a little differently than a lot of people do. A lot of people use the word bounce back. I don't use that phrase.
I'm glad you don't. I don't either.
You know, because we are not like a rubber band that just snaps and can just go back into place like nothing ever happened. That's just not how it works. But if we have that internal mindset, that I've just got to get back to how things were. I just need to achieve homeostasis. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to get stuck.
Yes, we are.
Because there's some things we can't ever return to.
Right.
It's too late.
Right.
And there's some things we would never want to return to.
Yeah.
So I also think just shifting that focus to bouncing forward.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43:16-18, the Lord's speaking and he says, forget the former things. Yeah. See, I am doing a new thing. And he goes on to describe what sounds like the impossible streams in the desert. And he says, but are you going to miss it, basically? Do you not perceive it? Are you going to miss it?
Mm.
And again, I think as if we just simplify things and know, yes, there are some hurts and struggles of life. And rather than just trying to keep going back to the way things were,
yeah,
and having to use some really horrific coping skills,
yes,
to do that,
yes,
if we can just move through day by day, having a rhythm. I talk about a rhythm of resilience.
That's right. That's right.
Moving forward, bouncing forward. So it's less like a rubber band and more like a bouncy ball.
That's great. I love that. Because what I was going to go to after that mindset was that it's a recovery process, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just something that happens in the snap of a finger. Like we've talked about, yeah, we can have the
right
perspective.
Right.
But I love that you had, it's the bouncy ball that's not just bouncing straight back. Because when there's a lot of trauma and
right
tragedy, the language needs to shift from bouncing back to just simply coming back, doing something to engage in that process.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with clients when maybe they're going through the ringer, they're going through a tough time? What are
mm-hmm
some strategies or some tips and tactics you would give somebody in that
mm-hmm
position
mm-hmm
to begin to embrace the process with perseverance for the road ahead?
Yeah. I think the first thing we do is just normalizing.
Yeah.
You know, we live in this culture of comforts. If you just explore our economy, how much of that is focused on ease and comfort?
Right.
So we hardly know how to respond when something hard comes our way,
yeah,
or when we're wrestling. We don't know how to respond to a neighbor who is in that same
right
situation, just because it's easier for us to deal in the comforts. And so I think just normalizing some of that, being present, and then exploring, okay, well, what coping skills are you using? Are you
yeah
using the things to try to help you numb this? Are
right
you using the things to try to help you escape this or to have a high through this? Or are you using some of the tools that are going to help you move through?
Mm.
And it's messy. And we don't have a lot of tolerance for that messiness.
Right.
But as we move through, we increase our tolerance of that distress. And that is also why we end up at a place that is different as we bounce forward, but oftentimes so beautifully better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Change can be difficult, but yet change can also be beautiful. It can be
yes
something that's really, really good. And
yeah,
I believe that God loves to use painful situations, and he loves to produce things within us in the midst of our pain, right? That's
mm-hmm
scriptural. It's found all over scripture,
mm-hmm,
how God finds and he creates beauty from the ashes.
He does.
He does indeed. As
he
we
does
talked about that internal piece, though, as we transition into the external,
mm-hmm,
I believe that our environment is what often shapes our experiences,
mm-hmm,
right? And that we have to take pride in who we're spending time with, because a lot of times we can find ourselves in trouble because misery loves company,
company,
right? So how do we be
absolutely
able to fuel that external peace, and why are relationships so significant
mm-hmm
in the formation and cultivation of resilience?
Yeah. I mean, you just look at Job.
Mm.
What is it, the first week or so? He had some great buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They just had a ministry of presence with him. They didn't say a word.
Right.
And so who are the people in your life who are just willing to be with you
mm
in the messiness that can, they can handle it, you know? But it's also important for us to notice, okay, examine those relationships. Do I have some difficult relationships? Do I have some destructive relationships?
Right.
Who are the people, though, who I want to be like, I want to navigate pain like I've seen them navigate pain, then let me draw near. Because as you draw near someone who has navigated pain with the comfort of God, you're going to draw near to God through
right
them. And there is a contagion effect. Misery loves company.
Yeah.
There is a contagion effect. We will become, we will navigate trials like the people closest in our life. And so I think just being aware of that. I, as I talk about a rhythm of resilience, I talk about taking an audit. Oftentimes, just taking an audit in all of these aspects of our life, physically, emotionally, mentally, relationally, that's what we're talking about, spiritually, all of those things, but taking an audit, not just automatically moving through and thinking, I want to move through this thing in a beautiful way. I don't want to get stuck. I do want to bounce forward. Who do I need in my life?
That's right. So good. I always try to remind people of the thing, the statement, well, maybe it's time we move past the, well, at least they accept me for who I am crowd, right? Mm-hmm. We need people in our life, like you said, that are going to push us to places we could have never gone on our own in a good way and in a good manner. I think that's scriptural too. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man should sharpen another.
Yep.
Proverbs 17:17, as a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for times of adversity, right?
Yes.
We need people to help fuel us for the fight that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
I also believe that God loves using people just like us, right? Just ordinary people, counselors, people coming alongside of other people to use as in channeling his messages of hope and encouragement and motivation. Something I love about this is that this is a devotional. This has Christ at the center of it all. How important is God in the midst of this resilience process?
I can't even state it enough.
Yeah.
Jesus is the author of our resilience. He is a picture of resilience. His resurrection is the evidence of hope. He is the foundation of our resilience. So very strategic that this is a devotional, because that is the foundation. We have resilience as a whole person. So it's more than just our spiritual focus, but it would be so neglectful to not lean on him as our primary source of hope, as our constant. He, you know, when we're going through a hard time, so much of life feels really, really uncertain. And when we draw near to him, he doesn't change. It's going to be that familiar voice that we keep going back to, resting in his word, talking about staying there until we experience something in his word that causes us to adore him, that brings some awe. And so it's the core. But a devotional is also strategic, because when we're going through a difficult time, you know, it's difficult to concentrate. It's difficult for us to take on chapters of scripture at a time, or deep, deep theological conversations or readings. And so this is more of a bite size that, okay, we can take this, we can meditate on this today. Here's a mental health tool that's associated with this truth, biblical truth. And we just rest in that today. And then tomorrow we go to a new one. And we keep resting in him as he builds this resilience in us. But it is he, it is the Holy Spirit in us that does that.
Amen to that. I'm Zach Clinton, Vice President of the American Association of Christian Counselors, here on our Built Different podcast platform, as we are joined by Ms. Donna Gibbs, who is not only a woman and a leader who has been in the field, the people helping space, for you said 25 years now, but also our very first author of our AACC publishing. She wrote the book Bounce that we're discussing today, a 60-day devotional to jumpstart your resilience. Ma'am, something that I always love to do as well is to kind of dive into the backwater of really what it was that sparked this within you. There have been, I'm sure there have been moments of despair, of challenge, and of difficulty. I think of my dad's quote just the other night as his opening remarks at our AACC World Conference, where he said that it was hope that is the key that bridges the gap between despair and resilience. What are some of maybe those moments of despair in your own life that have maybe sparked the message behind this book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny you ask that, because I sat here in Nashville with some of the counselors from our team last night, and they were inquiring a little bit more about this one piece of my story. And so we sat around the table just reflecting on all that God did in a really, really challenging moment in my life. I remember the first day of what ended up being a 3-month hospital stay, the physical challenge of my life. And my physician coming to my bedside, laying out, here's what's happening, here's our concerns, here's the prognosis, and he looked at me, because he knows what I do for a living, And he looked at me lovingly, somberly, yeah. And he said, Donna, I need you to use every tool you have ever taught another person. Wow. Because if you don't, and you get depressed, this is not going to end well. Yeah. And he said, our best case scenario is that you're here for a long, long time. Mm. But if you get depressed, you're not going to be here for a long time. And I took that to heart. I had a lot of people holding hope for me, yeah, in that moment. As we talk about people around you, I had a circle of people. I literally had a box at the end of my bed, mm, because gifts is my love language. Yeah. And so I had a circle of people who were giving me a gift every day, and they just kept filling that box back up. But it reminds me that of the importance of resilience. It reminds me of the importance of hope. My hope was not in the physician. My hope was not certainly in my body or anything I did. I had no control over anything that was happening. Mm. But I've never, ever experienced the feeling of the Holy Spirit like I did in those times. Wow. But also his reminder that I had to keep doing my part. Mm. I had to use my tools. I had to discern then, do I really believe all that I've said I believe? Do I really believe the scriptures? Do I really believe that Jesus is who he says he is? Do I really believe these tools that I teach people every day about resilience? Yeah. And so it did end well. And
praise the Lord.
And it was just a career changing experience, yeah, for me too, because as a counselor, if I experience something for that duration where I have no control, I don't have to worry about when I walk into that counseling room with someone. I don't have to be in control of that. I'm just handing off to them what he has handed me. Mm. And so that devotional there is full of tools that I used in that season, mm-hmm, tools that I am handing to other people, and again, hope.
Yeah.
Just handing off some hope, because we've got extra to spare.
We have, mm-hmm, extra to spare. Ms. Donna, thank you for that vulnerability and sharing that story in maybe a very difficult and deep and dark moment in your life. Mm-hmm. But I'm so thankful that God produced so many skills and tools that you were able to put into book form for us. I'm interested, for the listener out there who maybe doesn't feel the most resilient, and maybe they feel like they're struggling, mm-hmm, maybe just struggling to even get back up. What are some of the tools that you would just share with them in this moment, some practical first steps to begin walking and forming that life of resilience starting today?
Yeah. I mean, one simple thing, this is so simple, is just asking yourself if you're safe. Mm. Am I safe? And that sounds like an odd thing to ask, but oftentimes our brains and our bodies operate as if we are in an emergency. And so our nervous system is all wrecked,
yep,
and we don't make the best decisions in those moments. Our emotions are off the rails. And so just asking yourself, am I safe? Mm. Asking yourself, what coping skills am I using right now?
Yeah.
Am I grabbing the carbs and the sugars? Mm-hmm. Am I grabbing the alcohol? Very effective numbing agent and a depressant.
That's right.
Am I leaning on pornography? What are the things that I'm reaching towards to help me cope? And then something that I have to do often, and that I guide my clients in my sessions to do when we hit a moment like that, being able to say, breathe. Mm. Am I safe? Probably I am. If I'm sitting in a room with you, I'm probably safe. And then, God, will you please just speak to this situation?
Mm.
And just staying there for a moment. And he's going to be faithful. We may not hear a voice, but if we are seeking him, we're going to experience the resting of the Holy Spirit that calms the whole body, that calms everything. And that's where hope starts, right?
That's exactly.
And we can experience that in a physical sense, not just a spiritual sense, but also emotionally and physically. And then we just do the next thing. Mm. Just doing the next thing, which is, again, why this isn't a 60-day thing.
That's right.
You don't bite all this off at one time.
Yeah.
We're just doing little bits, just a little bit at a time, and then we do the next thing.
That's right. It's that process.
Yes.
And something that, you know, I love just about this book, about our conversation, right, about understanding that hope is a person.
Yes.
Is just being able then to recognize that it's hope that helps us determine our future. Hope is what changes our perspective. Hope is what fuels and ignites our perseverance. Hope is what stokes the fire within us to build and to foster and to fan the flame of resilience in our daily lives. Miss Donna, how we always like to close our time together is by leaving the mic open for our guests to just share a pressing word that God has placed on their heart for such a time as this. So to the person today that I would really like you to talk to is maybe the person out there who's listening or watching, and they're struggling. They're sucking wind. Their back's pressed up against the wall. There's a lot of pressure. They're suffering. What's the word of hope, encouragement, and motivation that you want to leave that person with today?
Yeah. First, just to normalize it. Of course you are. Yeah. You know, in the last few years, I've not met a person who hasn't had some distress, who hasn't wrestled with some mental health symptoms and some challenges. And so, of course, you're going through some seasons that are difficult. But also just resting, there is hope. And holding on, just pressing on day by day, looking for what God is doing in your struggle. And I've certainly learned that in my life, that He will be faithful to show up. I just have to keep focusing on what do I know that I know that I know, even in times of uncertainty.
Yeah.
What is it that I know that I know that I know about His character and who He is? And I keep moving. Just keep moving. But knowing you're not alone.
You're not alone. And even in the midst of God's processes, we can hold fast to His promises. Miss Donna, where can people go to find more out about you and about this incredible resource to even purchase this brand new 60-day devotional titled Bounce?
Yeah, right now you can find that on the website for the American Association of Christian Counselors, which is aacc.net. And then you want to /store. And this will be the first resource there on that page. My understanding that pretty soon, maybe within the next couple of weeks, should be available anywhere books are sold.
I challenge all of our listeners and all of our viewers. You guys, go to aacc.net/store. The first book on there will be Bounce, a 60-day devotional to jumpstart your resilience by Donna Gibbs. It is an incredible resource. It's invaluable. I just thank you so much for sharing the message that God has placed on your heart for such a time as this. And also for being here at this event, for stewarding the platform that God has blessed you with, and for joining me on our conversation today.
Awesome. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you. Well, my friends, as we close, let's remember, resilience is all about movement. And let me add, I believe your direction is more important than your speed. Yes, many have identified resilience as bouncing back, but as Donna so eloquently described, resilience is a process, and not just something that happens in the snap of a finger. It may take longer for some than it does for others, but we gotta remember that as long as we're moving in the right direction, we're setting ourselves up for the opportunity to not just go through our pain, but actually grow through it. Remember, it's not about bouncing back as much as it is bouncing forward. I'm reminded of the words of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 9, and then 16 to 18, which say, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." You guys, one last thought to chew on this week. Resilience is rooted in relationship. Relationship with God and relationships with the people God has strategically placed in your life who sharpen you and who call you up. My challenge for you this week, continually step outside of yourself and invest in those relationships day by day. And I believe you'll start to see your resilience being jump-started in your daily life again. Friends, as always, thank you guys so much for joining us. We love being a part of your life, and we hope to see you right back here next time on the Built Different Podcast.